If you're into music like me, what happens is, like, when you're growing up and you're making mixtapes, you know, it's almost like a fine wine, you know, what goes with salmon.
Jay Rowe of Monday Nights, Big Hair Hits, and I had been talking about how to blend all the different kinds of music you hear on AMR, and even within one show, to keep a palatable sound.
You know, what goes with this chicken cacciatore over here, and I always bring my lists in prepared so I don't get analysis paralysis of staring at all my CDs and going, all right, what am I going to play next?
As Jason grows from an active listener to radio show host to a committed amateur self-taught musician, he is learning to use all the resources available to anyone who has a full work schedule and access to the internet.
You know, I like to play the drums and guitar, so when I'm attempting to do that, I like to play AC/DC and Bad Company and Led Zeppelin. But when I'm exercising, I listen to pretty much anything on my iPod. I still use an iPod.
So just as he selects the songs for a long list on Monday nights, Jason watches videos of professional musicians, first live or real-time versions, to choose which songs he'd like to try and then to help him actually learn them. He described how many professional musicians produce videos specifically for the do-it-yourselfer at home, and J-Row has made some instructional videos of his own.
Now, when I say instructional videos as far as guitar, I call it like the cheater way to do stuff, because I might be able to manipulate my fingers in an easier fashion and get the same or similar result than the person who actually wrote it would get. And it works. Like, I'll play some AC/DC and I'll watch Angus Young do it with his fingers and said, I can't do that, but I'll try it like this.
Most teachers call this breaking things down into manageable steps and meeting the learner, quotes, where he or she is at, end quotes. Jason continued with what he seeks out on YouTube.
Put your finger on the E string, third fret, you know, that simple terminology, and let them break it down. And, you know, this finger goes here, this finger goes there, and he'll play real slow and break it down for you. Those are the types of videos I like to watch.
He also included,
and that's another thing I recommend if you're trying to play an instrument, is record yourself. And then that's progress. You know, a week later, you're like, oh, I couldn't do that before. You know, I'll start playing Sweet Child of Mine, and people are like, yeah, all right, keep going. I said, that's all I know right there. I can do that about 100 times over, but I don't know the rest of the song.
As spring comes on, J-Row is going to polish up a few complete songs, and we'll keep AMR listeners posted on how it all turns out. For Allegheny Mountain Radio, I'm Amanda McGuire.